me to the book of Mark, chapter 13. The book of Mark, chapter 13. And I want to speak to you tonight briefly on this thought: the heavenly porter. The heavenly porter. Mark chapter 13 and verse 28. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When her branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So ye in like manner, when ye shall see these things come to pass, know that it is nigh, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. I'm going to take a brief time out right here. Can't resist myself. I care not about the United States Supreme Court ruling today. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but His word shall never pass away. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. But listen to verse 34. This is the context of our message tonight. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all: watch. Watch. Father, in the strong name of Jesus, I confess to you tonight that all is vain unless the Spirit of the Holy One anoint your servant tonight. I pray for fresh anointing. I pray for fresh oil and new wine. I pray tonight that I will die to self. I will completely remove myself from this pulpit, that the Spirit of the living God may so saturate my mind and my thought and my words that the words we would hear would be the words of Jesus Himself. Father, I thank you for the sweet anointing that's been on this meeting tonight. It's sad, but there are many across this land tonight who've never been in a meeting like this meeting. But I thank you for it. It's blessed me and it's encouraged me. And I pray tonight that this message will encourage my brothers and sisters in Christ. Quicken our hearts and spirits to hear and to receive and ultimately to respond to your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Throughout my studies in the Word of God, I have seen Jesus likened unto many things. In Scripture, I have seen Jesus likened unto water. One day, Jesus met a woman at a well, and he simply told her, If you drink of this water, you will thirst again. But if you will drink of the water that I will give unto you, ye shall never thirst. So I've seen Jesus likened unto water. But not only that, I have seen Jesus likened unto fire. Do you remember the ministry and the words of John the Baptist when he declared, I indeed have baptized you with water unto repentance. But there is one coming after me who is mightier than I. And he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So we've seen Jesus likened unto water. We have seen Jesus likened unto fire. But we've also seen Jesus likened unto a mighty rushing wind. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit manifested himself that day as a mighty rushing wind. But tonight, we shall not see Jesus as water. We shall not see him as fire. Nor shall we see him as a mighty rushing wind. But this night we see Jesus likened unto a porter. Keeping in mind that a porter is simply one to assist us in our time of need. Now you also need to understand tonight that a parable is an earthly saying with a heavenly meaning. May I say that again? A parable is an earthly saying with a heavenly meaning. And tonight I want to share with you a brief story that Dr. J. Harold Lohman, an old-fashioned Evangelical Methodist preacher, shared with me many years ago. I was in a meeting in Burlington, North Carolina, preaching for Dr. Lohman's son-in-law, Max Allman. And Dr. Lohman came to the service that night, and after the service, we went out for a meal. And he said, Brother Phil, I want to share a story with you tonight that I believe somewhere down the road will make good preaching material for you. Amen. He said, son, when I was a young preacher, he said, I didn't drive a nice car like you drive. And he said, those large luxury jetliners were not affordable to me. As an old preacher, he said, I used to go from town to town and meeting to meeting, many times riding a train. He said, I closed a meeting down in southern Alabama. And he said, some of my friends had already gone by the train station that day. They had purchased my ticket home back to Greensboro, North Carolina. And after the meeting that night, my friends carried me to the train station that would carry me home. He said, we took lodging for the night, but the next morning we went to the train station, and he said, Brother Phil, I was sitting there waiting for the train to arrive. And he said, suddenly a storm arose. And he said, Brother Phil, I was soaking wet from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. And he said, it seemed like it would be endless hours and days before the train would arrive. But he said, suddenly I heard a whistle blow. And I looked down the road, and there came that majestic vessel that would carry me home to Greensboro, North Carolina. He said, as that train pulled into the station, I did not notice who the captain would be, nor did I notice who the engineer would be, but suddenly that train came to a halt. And he said, Brother Phil, a tall, stately man, known as the porter, stepped down off of the train. And he looked me squarely in the eye. And he said, sir, you look weak and you look weary and your load this morning looks mighty heavy. And if you don't mind, I'll be happy to carry it for you. I said, Dr. Lohman, is it legal to have a spell in Shoney's restaurant? He said, son, it sure is. I said, Dr. Lohman, many years ago in a little country Baptist church in the mountains of East Tennessee, the old gospel train passed by and Jesus, the heavenly porter, stepped down and he said, son, you look weak and you look weary and your load of sin looks mighty heavy, but if you'll give it to me, I'll be happy to carry it for you. And that Sunday morning, Jesus, the heavenly porter, he lifted my suffering. He lifted my shame. But greater than that, he lifted all my sins. He cast them into the sea of forgetfulness. He scattered them as far as the east is from the west. And Jesus took upon himself my sins, the sins that I could not carry and the sins that I could not bear. And he said, son, all you have to do is give them to me and I'll carry them for you. I said, Dr. Lohman, that's good. He said, hang on, son. It gets a whole lot better. He said, son, I saw the porter as he reached down and he picked up my suitcase and he picked up my suit bag and he looked around and he said, sir, have you ever been on a train like this train? I said, no, sir, I've never been on a vessel like this vessel. He said, no problem, just follow me. I said, Dr. Lohman, that's what Jesus, the heavenly porter, told me years ago. Son, all you have to do is deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me, and I will lead you on the paths of righteousness. I want everybody to look right here. I am not following a denomination. I am not following a pope. I am not following Muhammad. I am not following Krishna. I am not following Mr. Mooney. I want you to know tonight, when I was 9 years old, I set my sights on Jesus, the Lamb of God, who has come to take away the sins of the world. And tonight, I choose to follow him. And I've got great news for you. In the sawdust tonight, if you'll set your sights on Jesus, if you'll keep your eyes on Jesus, he will never disappoint you. He will never disillusion you. He will never discourage you. He will lead you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Y'all just sit there. I'll have a spell by myself. Amen. I said, Dr. Lohman, this is good. He said, hang on, son. It gets better. I was in Kentucky preaching a meeting, and there was a little fella named Sammy. He couldn't speak right. He had a speech impediment, and I'm not making fun of him tonight. He was my buddy. He sat with me every service. But every night at the close of the meeting, he'd say, preacher, I got to testify. I said, get up there, Sammy. Wear it out, son. He got up every night and said, preacher, it's getting tweeter and tweeter. I said, amen, Sammy. Every night, preacher, it's getting tweeter and tweeter. I said, amen, Sammy. The last night of the meeting, he got up and said, preacher, it's getting tweeter and tweeter. And one day, praise God, it's going to turn to tugger. Hallelujah. I said, amen, Sammy. I want you to know tonight, when I was 9 years old, I chose Jesus. I decided to follow him, and there's no turning. turning back. And tonight you may be discouraged and you may be confused, but I challenge you and I encourage you to set your eyes on Jesus and afresh and anew follow Him. Oh, amen. I said, Dr. Lohman, that's pretty good. He said, hang on, it gets better. He said he took me to a cabin. And he said, Dr. Lohman, this is your cabin. And it's yours for the endurance of the trip. Y'all are operating my slow freight tonight. Hey, it's yours for the endurance of the trip. I mean, it's yours. Hey, this cabin has your name on it. And he said, sir, I want you to understand something. We've got a full train tonight, and there are many passengers on board, and their needs will be many, and their needs will be varied. And I can't stay with you right here personally, one-on-one. But right here's a little button. And if you need me, regardless of the hour and regardless of the need, you call me and I'll be there when you need me the most. I said, Dr. Lohman, that's what Jesus, the heavenly porter, told me one day. He said, hey, I can't stay with you forever. Must I go away for a little while? But if you need me, are y'all listening to me? Hey, if you need me, regardless of the need, regardless of the hour, regardless of the adversity, all you have to do is call upon my name. And by the way, his name is still above every name, and at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That means Barack Obama one day will bow at the feet of Jesus. That means one day those 9 Supreme Court justices will bow at the feet of Jesus. That means every senator, every congressman, every mayor someday will bow at the feet of Jesus. Dr. Lohman, if you need me, regardless of the hour, just push that little button and I'll come running. Have you ever heard that old country song? Operator, operator, get me Jesus on the line. I got a good Greek word for that song, bull. Amen. Hey, folks, we don't even have an operator we have to go through. Thank God tonight we have a direct hotline to glory that's open 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year, and the line is never busy. Just call on me, and I'll be there. And Dr. Lohman, sleep well. Rest well. I've got everything under control. You know, I'm looking out here tonight, and there's a lot of folks here tonight just love to worry. My mama invented worry. It was one of her spiritual gifts. She loved to worry. And worry's like a rocking chair. It'll give you something to do. It just won't get you anywhere. Now, I know that's deep stuff right there, but y'all hang in there. And he said, hey, go to bed, sleep well. I've got everything under control. Well, I believe if there's a word for the people of God in this camp meeting tonight, I know it's dark outside. I know it's stormy. I know it's discouraging. And I know that we're standing here tonight looking at one another going, what in the world is going on? But I want you to understand, he's still the heavenly porter. He's still in charge, and he's still got everything under control. None of this has caught him by surprise. He said, are you going to bed, sleep well? I'll see you in the morning. Dr. Loman said, Phil, I got up the next morning, and sometime during the night, the porter had come by. And he said, remember me telling you that while we were waiting on the train, I got soaking wet from the top of my head to the soles of my feet? I said, yeah, I remember that. He said, well, my suit got dirty and muddy and wrinkled. But that night, while I was asleep, the porter came by, and he took my suit, and he laundered it. He took my shirt, and he starched it, and he washed it, and he pressed it. Sometime during the night, the porter came by, and he got my shoes, and he wiped them off, and he put a fresh coat of polish on them, and he shined them real good, and they were shining like a new pair, and suddenly it dawned on me, hey, now that he's got me on board, he's going to take care of me. Now I'm on board. And I want you folks to know tonight that when I got saved, not only did I get saved, but I got sealed until the day of redemption. I am secure tonight in the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And I want you to understand that now he has us on board the old gospel train. I want you to clearly understand me tonight. Now that we're on board, he's going to take care of us. Once we're on. Boy, I tell you, some Christians amaze me. They sing those old sad songs. Y'all have heard them. I'm a wandering pilgrim, just struggling along. Done my best for Jesus till he calls me home. Hey, don't y'all look so spiritual? Amen. Hey, I want to invite you tonight to the clear understanding we are not weak and we are not weary pilgrims. I want you to know tonight we are children of God. We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Everything he is, I am. I am now hid in Christ. And I want you to understand you are somebody. And everything's under control. And he's taking care of my needs. I'm not a beggar. And he said, son, I had a spell right there in my cabin. He said, I thought, son, look at me. I look like I just walked out of a magazine. And there I stood. And then I heard him ring a bell. You may have not got anything out of this message till right here, but if you're a true Baptist, this is going to bless you. He said, I was just standing there looking at my suit, my shining shoes, and I heard him ring a bell. And the porter said, breakfast is served. Hello? Breakfast is served. You say, Brother Phil, what spiritual application can you make to that statement? Oh, I've got a good one and I've got a big one. When Jesus saved me, he got me on board. Once he saved me, he began the ministry of sanctification in my life. He began cleaning me up. He washed me off real good. He put a new suit of clothes on me, gave me a new name, and it's written down in heaven. Amen. And then he said, Come and die. Come and dine. Ye may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. Ye may feast at Jesus' table all the time. You say, Brother Phil, what's on that table? Well, Dr. Lawman said there was fried eggs, scrambled eggs, and poached eggs. He said there was sawmill gravy, tomatoes as big as softballs. He said on that table was homemade cathead biscuits. And he said, I looked at that table and I thought, bless God, I got two options. I can stare it down or I can go for it. And I want you folks to understand here tonight, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords has prepared a table for His people tonight. It is filled with Esquil grapes from the Master's vineyard. It is filled with honey from the rock. And you have the opportunity tonight to do one of two things, stare it down or go for it. Here's what I've learned. In the Baptist church, we have a whole lot more spectators than we have participators. You say, well, did you see that sister shout back there tonight? She sure was happy. Why don't you try it one time? I'm telling you, the table spread. But there's a lot of Baptists tonight that do not want to be seated at the banquet table of the Lord because they're afraid they might get a hold of something they cannot handle and cannot digest. But I tell you, once you get a little taste of that honey from the rock, it might make you raise your hand. Once you taste the Esquil grapes from the Master's vineyard, it might put a shout in your soul. And a lot of Baptists are going, well, I'm just not sure about that. Do you know why I enjoy this camp meeting tonight? I'm in a different circuit. I don't know a lot of you preachers, but I preach every week somewhere in a different circuit. And most of the churches in my circuit are dead as 4 o'clock. I was in a church not long ago, preached Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Monday night. Nobody said amen. Nobody shook their head. Nobody smiled. I'm telling you, it was dead as 4 o'clock. And on Tuesday, I preached there just like I'm preaching here. And I gave it my best shot. And I said, bless God, if they can't amen that, they can't amen anything I have. And they just sit there staring at me like a mule. Staring at a new gate. I just took all I could take. It was a big old First Baptist church. I just quit preaching. Ran down off the platform. Sat down on the front row where nobody was sitting. And hollered, amen. Yeah. Yes, sir. Give it to him. And then ran back up on the platform and started preaching again. Yeah. I said, if you die high, if you don't understand this, look at that right here, right now. If I have to do the preaching and if I have to do the amening, it's going to take twice as long to get out of here. And Brother Steve, the amen and picked up at the First Baptist Church. I'm telling you, there's a table spread. Come and dine. Ye may feast at Jesus' table all the time. And folks, if you're afraid you might get something you can't handle, just step back and get out of the way, because my heart cry is, pass those Holy Ghost biscuits my way. I'm going to make myself at home and enjoy the table of the Lord. He said, son, I've never seen a buffet like that.
Amen. Tell it.
I shouldn't say this, but I am. Do you know what buffet stands for? Big, ugly, fat folks eating together. I shouldn't have said that, but I did. It's too late to back up now. Amen. He said, son, there I was sitting, and all of a sudden, he said, you know how it is when your belly gets full. He said, I went up in the front car and just leaned back in that big old chair. And the porter came by. He said, rest a while. Leave the driving to us. Just rest a while. You know what I've enjoyed about being here? I've rested physically and spiritually. And tonight is the night that the people of God really just need to rest. But he said, Brother Phil, it had been weeks since I'd been home. And he said, the porter came back by and I grabbed his coat. And I said, sir, can I ask you a question? He said, well, yes, sir, Dr. Loman, what do you need? He said, it's been weeks since I've been home. And I've really missed my wife and children. And I was just wondering how much farther till we get home. And he said, Dr. Loman, I'm really not sure. But, sir, I do know this. We're closer today than we were yesterday. Amen? Hey, we're closer today than we were yesterday. And matter of fact, Dr. Loman, I know this. We're closer right now than we've ever been. Brother Steve, as I crisscross this country, preachers, lay people, every week. Brother Phil, do you believe we're living in the last days? Yes, sir. Brother Phil, how much longer till Jesus comes? Well, the scripture makes it very clear tonight that no man knows the hour when the Son of Man shall come. He said the angels do not know. Jesus, the Son, doesn't know. Only God, the Father, knows. But there is one thing I know tonight. We're closer tonight than we were last night, and we're closer right now to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ than we've ever been before.
Thank God. Hallelujah.
He said, I just kicked back and said, amen. And he said, it wasn't long till the porter came by and said, Dr. Loman, the captain just told me we're 15 miles out of Greensboro, North Carolina. He said, when I heard those words, he said, I ran back to my cabin. I've never packed so fast in my life. He said, I thought, we're almost home. We're almost home. Isn't that a sweet word tonight? Jordan, will you come and help? He said, we're almost home. You know where I'm going tonight? Home. It's 3 hours, 3.5 hours, but I'm going home. I love you folks. I've enjoyed this. I enjoy preaching in 90-degree weather. You lose weight preaching in this kind of weather. Amen. But I'm going home. And he said, Brother Phil, he said, I got all my stuff in one suitcase. And I went up to the passenger car. And he said, the train pulled into Greensboro. And he said, I looked out the window. And he said, for the first time in my preaching ministry, are you listening? The first time in my preaching ministry, I looked out those windows. There was my wife, all my children. None of them were missing. And all my grandkids were there. None of them were missing. And they held a sign, said, welcome home, Papa. And he said, Brother Phil, I can't explain to you what that did to me that day. I said, I think I do, Dr. Long. Because Jesus, the heavenly porter, promised me I'm about to preach myself happy standing right here. Amen. Jesus, the heavenly porter, promised me one day that the old gospel train is going to make her final way out. And that every member of my family that has died in grace would be there to welcome me home. In the last 18 months, I buried my daddy. I buried my mama. And I buried my brother. 20 years ago, I buried my little boy. There's been many nights I've asked, how much farther till we get home? How much farther till we get home? And I'm reminded we're on the last mile of the way. And I want to take a time out right here. Yeah, I've got a college education. I crammed 4 years of college into six. I've got a master's degree. I've got a PhD degree. I'm not saying that to brag or to try to impress you. There's a lot of folks thinks that dignified preachers are educated preachers. I've got an education. But I want you to know when I get to heaven, when I see my mom and my dad and my brother, and I get to see my little boy again, I'm going to forget about them degrees. I said, I'm going to forget about those degrees. And just for a day, we're going to rest by the river. But the best part about that day is that day will last forever. And I'm going to have me a Holy Ghost spank. I just want to give you fair warning. Dr. Loman said, I looked out there and saw my family. And I got my suit bag, got my luggage bag. And I ran off of the train to hug my wife and youngins. And while I was hugging my grand youngins, it dawned on me. Harold, you didn't thank the porter. You didn't thank the porter. And then it dawned on me, I can't enjoy being home. I can't enjoy being with my wife and my children and my grandchildren until I get back up on the train. Hey, I can't enjoy being home till I thank the porter for the trip. For the trip! my life. And he said, I got back up on that train, and there he stood. He's about 6'4", a stately, tall, handsome Afro-American man. And I put my arms around him. And I said, thank you for the trip. Thank you for the meals. And thank you for taking care of me every step of the way. I don't know what heaven means to you. It might be walls of jasper, gates of pearl, streets of gold. It might be seeing mama, daddy, brothers, sisters, children. But let me tell you what heaven means to me. Jesus will be what makes it heaven for me. And I'll never be able to enjoy my new home until I thank the porter for what he's done. There is coming a day where no heartaches shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim our eyes. All is peace forevermore on that happy, happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day, that's gonna be. Sing it with me. What a day. When my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the Lord who saved me by his grace, and here's the best part. There'll be no sorrows there, no more burdens shall we bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there, and forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day, that's gonna be. Sing it. What a day that will be when my Jesus I I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. He takes me by the hand and leads me through the promise. What a day, glorious day. I want to sing that last verse again, and I want you to listen to the words. There'll be no sorrows there. No more burdens shall we bear. No more sickness or pain. No more parting over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day that will be. Sing it from your heart. What a day. And I look upon the one who saved me by. Here's what he's going to do. And he takes me by the hand and gets me through the promise.
Thank God.
What a day. Glorious day. Sing it and let's stand today. With my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face. Won't it be wonderful there? Save me by his grace. When he takes me by won't it be wonderful that having no burdens to bear, joyously singing, heart.